it could be considered the nation's first interstate highway, a route over a century ahead of its modern-day multi-lane relatives. But road building was far different two centuries ago. Today, we head to the woods of colonial America on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31 Gifts. You've heard from me about the amazing opportunities this faith-based company offers to folks both in the country and the city. Maybe you've been thinking of ways to earn extra money or even begin a new career, connect with others, or just find something you enjoy. Let me share with you how you can get started at no cost to you. This is the perfect time to check out 31. You can connect with me and my team at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com. Begin the new year with 31 today.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
George Washington was 22 years old when, as a commander of a group of Virginia frontiersmen, he helped British General Braddock's men cut a road through the wilderness west of Cumberland, Maryland. At the time, the two were cutting a path to drive the French from the area, but the road-building venture remained in Washington's mind for the rest of his life.
It was something that was envisioned by George Washington. He had, for many years in his lifetime, seen that there was a need to connect the Potomac River with the Ohio River, which he saw as the great river flowing to the west.
The dream would become the National Road, a route that was approved by Congress in 1806. Alan King, manager of the National Road Museum in Zanesville, Ohio, says the road was built to facilitate interstate trade.
It was created entirely by hand, so they used hundreds of animals, thousands of people hired by the federal government, including women and children, to build the National Road.
This was the interstate of its day, a major frontier freeway beginning in Cumberland, Maryland, that opened the West to great transportation and trade.
For its time, it was a superhighway. It was 20 to 30 feet wide. The entire right-of-way was 66 feet wide to include drainage ditches and a shoulder, wide enough to accommodate two good-sized wagons going opposite directions. Nothing like it had ever been built in the country before.
The work was difficult, though. As the route slowly snaked its way westward, it reached Wheeling, West Virginia in 1818, and in 1825, work continued to extend the road to the Mississippi River. Some of today's interstates follow the same general path, first blazed by the National Road. Traveling the countryside in Zanesville, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.